With noontime models pulling some of the expected rainfall in the central part of the country over the next several days, the corn's been able to recover all its losses and approach its high for Monday of around 438 in the December contract, just a few cents off that high right now. With corn supporting and cash basis firming, soybeans have been able to also erase losses in the front-end contracts. However, November continues to show near double-digit losses, as fund traders are probably continuing to buy back corn and sell out of beans, thanks in part to comments by USDA's chief economist about bigger bean acres coming in the end of June. With these two markets divergent and with the wheat showing no real support, I'd expect a trading range market to continue into the close, especially with the dollar up sharply as the Fed meets the next 2 days. Until next time, this is Mike Zuzulo. There is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options.